After a while, having proved his good qualities by barking away a set of pilferers who were making an attack on the great pear tree, he was admitted into the house and became one of its most vigilant and valued inmates. He could fetch or carry either by land or water, would pick up a thimble or a ball of cotton if little Annie should happen to drop them, or take Harry's dinner to school for him with perfect honesty.
"Beg, Frisk, beg," said Harry,
and gave him, after long waiting, the expected morsel. Frisk was satisfied, but Harry was not. The little boy, though a good-humored fellow in the main, had turns of naughtiness, which were apt to last him all day, and this promised to prove one of his worst. It was a holiday, and in the afternoon his cousins Jane and William were to come and see him and Annie, and the pears were to be gathered, and the children were to have a treat. Harry, in his impatience, thought the morning would never be over. He played such pranks, buffeting Frisk, cutting the curls off of Annie's doll, and finally breaking his grandmother's spectacles, that before his visitors arrived, indeed almost immediately after dinner, he contrived to be sent to bed in disgrace. Poor Harry! There he lay, rolling and kicking, while Jane and William and Annie were busy about the fine mellow Windsor pears. William was up in the tree, gathering and shaking, Annie and Jane catching them in their aprons and picking them up from the ground, now piling them in baskets, and now eating the nicest and ripest, while Frisk was barking gaily among them, as if he were catching Windsor pears, too.